This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Monday, February 24th, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. A group of Indian American Christians has urged President Donald Trump to visit with India's Christian community during his upcoming state visit this week at the invitation of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, reports International Christian Concern. In a letter to President Trump, the Federation of Indian American Christian Organizations of North America wrote, quote, "Today, Christians across India are living in fear. Pastors, social workers, and ordinary Christians are arrested, tortured, or killed. Christian properties are burnt or destroyed by supports of the ruling party. We urge you to meet with selected leaders of the Christian community in India as a show of support to the freedom of conscience and religion in India on this historic occasion." End quote. Galatians 6 verse 2 says, "Carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ." South Korea declared a health emergency in its fourth largest city and banned major rallies in the capital city of Seoul after coronavirus cases doubled to 204 in 24 hours, reports the Associated Press. Initial cases of the illness in South Korea had been connected to China, where the virus has infected 75,000 people and caused more than 2,200 deaths. On Thursday, South Korea reported its first virus-related death, one of 11 outside mainland China. Political strategist Dick Morris told Newsmax TV that a brokered Democratic convention could trigger a civil war the party will never recover from.
The Democratic delegates are allocated based on proportional representation in all 50 states. First time that's been the case. And therefore, all the states, if Bernie is under 50% of the vote, which will be in most of them, he does not get a majority of the delegates. So my guess is that as we go through Super Tuesday, Bernie will win. He's currently leading in every Super Tuesday state except for Minnesota, where there's been a poll. And I think he'll get about 40% of the vote. Now, under the rules of the Democratic Party as they now stand, the superdelegates, who are approximately 20% of the convention, have to vote on the first ballot the same way. If the state casts 40% of its vote for Bernie, they have to vote 40% for Bernie, regardless of who they're for. The convention will be brokered then going into the second ballot. And at that point, the superdelegates are released. And I think they're all going to go for Hillary. On the second ballot, the superdelegates will be free to vote for whoever they want to vote for. And since they are by definition appointed because they are either ex officio serving because they're senators or congressmen or governors or national committeemen or state party chairmen, they're all the establishments and they're going to all look for a candidate. And there is nobody else out there but Hillary Clinton.
Morris made a grave prediction if Hillary Clinton becomes the Democratic nominee through a brokered Democratic convention.
There'll be a civil war, and the Democratic Party will never, never recover from it. And let me go into the postscript. Hillary will get clobbered. She's much weaker than she was in 16, and Trump is much stronger than he was in 16. And I don't think it's going to be very close. Against Bernie, it'll be even worse and better for Trump. I think that if Bernie is the candidate, not only will they lose the election by an amount comparable to McGovern or Mondale or Goldwater, I think they'll lose the House. I think the Republicans have a shot at 60 senators.
When President Trump ticks off his accomplishments since taking office, he frequently mentions his aggressive makeover of the Circuit Courts of Appeal, where he has appointed 51 judges to lifetime jobs in 3 years, reports the Los Angeles Times. Long dominated by Democratic appointees, the Ninth Circuit has suddenly shifted to the right, thanks to Trump's placement of 10 judges to the Court of Appeals, which covers California and 8 other states. At a football-themed banquet hosted by Kansans for Life earlier this month, former NFL quarterback Tim Tebow said he would rather be known for saving babies than winning Super Bowls, reports the Washington Examiner. He said, quote, "You see, my mom 32 years ago had doctors tell her she needed to abort me, because if she did not, it was going to cost her life. And they did not even believe that I was a baby. They thought I was a tumor. when I was born, they found out the placenta was not actually attached. So the doctor looked at my mom after 37 years of being a doctor and said, "This is the biggest miracle I've ever seen because I'm not sure how he's alive," end quote. Tebow said, quote, "I'm so grateful that my mom trusted God with my life and her life," end quote. The United Parcel Service is being accused of banning drivers at a shipping center in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, from holding prayer meetings before their shifts. However, the shipping giant contends that a quote-unquote misunderstanding has occurred, reports the Christian Post. About 40 drivers began gathering every morning in the UPS parking lot for prayer meetings last July before their 9:15 a.m. shifts. The gatherings were optional, organized by the drivers on their own free will, and grew to as big as 60, according to a demand letter sent by Liberty Counsel to UPS executives. On January 16th, the center's manager is alleged to have told a UPS employee that the group, quote, "cannot pray anymore on company property because someone else might feel discriminated against," end quote. And finally, in dangerous war-torn spots around the globe, David Eubank and his Rangers have helped 1.5 million displaced persons to date who would have otherwise died. It's all been chronicled in a new film entitled Free Burma Rangers in theaters tonight and tomorrow night only, reports the Christian Post. David Eubank, who grew up as a missionary child, is a former U.S. Army Special Forces and Ranger officer turned life-risking aid worker who carries the words of the Bible in his heart and a rifle in his hand when out on his rescue missions.
Go to the sound of the guns, go to the sound of need, and trust God to show you how you can be useful.
David Eubank, a former Special Forces captain, has gone on to found a relief group called the Free Burma Rangers.
Helping those fleeing the front lines of war.
His wife and three children go with him into the conflict areas.
Eubank's mantra is that, quote, "love is the antidote to evil," end quote.
We're here on the border of Iraq, and these are all refugees that have been fleeing ISIS.
David Eubank and his Rangers are living by Mark 12:31. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. Go to a special link in our transcript today at theworldview.com to find out where Free Burma Rangers is playing tonight and tomorrow night near you. And that's The World View in 5 minutes on this Monday, February 24th in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.